Il-program li ser tisimaw u għamiġjub li l-kombixu għatajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
Welcome to University Matters on Campus FM. I'm Patricia Camilleri. In this series, I will be talking to academic staff about their research, their international networks, their aims and plans for the future. I shall also be hearing from staff and students about the many events that take place here at the University of Malta. This is the program that keeps you informed about what's happening on campus. I'm very happy to have with me in the studio for University Matters today, Professor Albert Caruana. Just a few words about my guest. Professor Caruana is a professor of marketing at the University of Malta, and also he has a place at the University of Bologna. He came to academia from business, having previously worked in the banking and beverage sectors. He received his PhD in marketing from Brunel University in 1992 and an MA in marketing management from the University of Lancaster in 1986. He conducted postdoctoral research during several senior research fellowships at Curtin University, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Curtin in Australia during the 1990s. He was Commonwealth Research Scholar at Manchester Business School, UK in 2000, and Fulbright Scholar at San Diego State University in the USA in 2004. Professor Caruana's research interests include services marketing and marketing communications, and he sits on the editorial board of the Journal of Advertising Research and the International Journal of Advertising. He's published over 80 papers, and a number of his articles have received awards. His current administrative responsibilities include Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Media and Knowledge Science, and is director of the International Masters Programs. And mainly today, that is what we shall be talking about. Welcome to the program, Professor Caruana.
Thank you very much.
Well, as I said, we really here today to talk mainly about the International Masters Programs. This is a fairly new venture for the University of Malta. It was sort of branching out into a new area of activity, and I have spoken about this, the IMPs as we call them, before, but now I think is the time to sort of look at it a little bit, see how things have gone, how we've moved forward, what has worked out, maybe what also hasn't worked out. Perhaps you could tell us what the IMPs is all about. What is the raison d'etre behind it, the program?
Yes, we are basically in the third cohort in terms of students. So we've been operational for about 3 years. Of course, there was a period before that when there was a certain amount of planning and certain amount of putting things together and so on. The main idea is really to provide graduate education, leveraging the Mediterranean position that the University of Malta, and Malta in general, of course, has. And to do this, the focus has been with U.S. universities. The idea, I will explain how this came about as well, is to forge these links with U.S. universities, because it would provide something quite unique, and to some extent I think it has been fairly successful in that we have been able to attract American students to the programs, and if there was not the American connection, it would probably have been difficult to do that sort of thing.
But why we have as a university probably more connections with European universities? Why USA?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we are, of course, closer to Europe, part of the EU and everything. And you would think that, you know, it might have been more reasonable to build there. But they are fee-paying courses, and if you look at most of the universities in Europe, although there are obviously fee-paying areas, but in our case we would not be able to charge EU students anything like what we charge for the American students as well. So that was a consideration. Of course, it was not the only consideration, but it was a consideration. And funnily enough, I mean, the many American universities, at least the people we've talked to at some of the places, tend to think of Malta as an exotic place. I mean, this place in the Mediterranean, which somehow brings out all sorts of connotations in their mind. Not completely true, basically, but
slightly romanticized.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you know, it's a bit like Tuscany sort of thing, I guess. There is some truth, but perhaps there is a rosy tinge around the truth as well. But it has definitely helped attract American students to the location as well.
I remember I was in on some of the initial meetings. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is quite some time mm-hmm. ago when you really first started speaking yes. about this. And the Americans had come to Malta to go through this the drafts, mm-hmm. Agreements, and mm-hmm. this sort of thing. And they were very careful about. I mean, they don't just join up with anybody, do they? I mean, we had to jump through quite a few hoops. I would imagine to get there.
Definitely. I mean, many of them are keen to internationalize, so they see this as part of their internationalization effort. But of course, I mean, they don't want to build partnerships with just anybody. So they are. Quite careful. We have some advantages that sometimes we tend to take somewhat for granted. You know, the fact that we have a university with a 400-year-old heritage tends to be a very, very much a wow for them. The fact that you know, we speak English and that we teach in English and so on. So there are many things that perhaps we often take for granted, but when you come to present them as part of an offering, they become quite interesting. In fact, I probably should say something about how they originated. I mean, it was, of course, the rector who was very much behind the whole idea, and it started from two courses which we still run, one perhaps more than the other. The first one was a link which we had with James Madison University, who came here regularly on summer programs and so on. And there was a point where there was, you know, this idea that perhaps we can do something together. Concurrently, when this was happening, or slightly afterwards, I don't quite remember the timing, what happened was what was the CCT then, the Center for Communications Technology, we ran a master's in integrated marketing communications, and we had for some 3 years before that brought over lecturers from San Diego State University. I had a long association with, it started at, I think it was 2000, must have been 2000, when we had hosted the World Marketing Conference here, and the president of the American Academy of Marketing Science was from San Diego State University. So I sort of, you know, I was the local coordinator, so I sort of developed quite a relationship with the person. And when we came to do the master's degree, which was simply a University of Malta degree at the time, we used to get two or three people from them to teach on our course. So there was already the seed of something there. And when this and the James Madison thing came as a thing, sort of this probably was the, I say probably because it is a combination of factors. These things tend to be a couple of things coming together. And, you know, this is how the IMP program got going. In fact, the first two masters we ran were the one with James Madison University, which is now in its third cohort, which is in Sustainable Environmental Resource Management, which is coordinated by Dr. Louis Kassar from Earth Systems Institute, from the Earth Systems Institute. And the other was the repackaging of the MA we used to do, which became a dual degree with San Diego State University.
Before going into a bit of detail about the courses themselves, when we say joint degree, what do we actually mean?
Yes, what we offer is a dual degree in the sense that we don't give a single certificate and with both universities' logo on it and so on. What we do and the way the system works is that roughly half the course is taught by local academics and half the course is taught by American academics. And what we do is that the units we teach are recognized by the Americans for their degree. And we do the same. The units they teach, we recognize them for our degree. So the student ends up getting two degrees, one from us and one from the American university. Of course, on the transcript there is that this is part of a dual degree program and so on and so forth. But it is an added attraction in the sense that they obtain an EU degree and a US degree, which is part of the offering and part of the attraction.
Prestigious for them.
It is good for them that this is possible.
But they do the degree here in Malta.
The degrees are run here. So they are all the degrees we run, these two and the others that I'll talk about, are all run here at the Valletta campus, and they are 30-month programs. So they are 30 months full-time. The reason that they are full-time is you cannot attract overseas students if they are part-time, because it would take, you know, a much longer period. And part of the attraction is, of course, for overseas students, is that they can complete the course fairly quickly.
I think that, judging from what I've heard the students say in a rather half-joking way, is that it's a full-time. You work them very hard, I hear.
It is a reasonably demanding program. And
how very well put, Professor Karua.
In the sense that to run such a program, the way the program is structured is modular. In the sense it is 3-week units, because we, of course, get the American professors over, and they can't stay here for a full semester. So what they come, the teaching is done in a limited time period, so a study unit is completed in normally a 3-week period. And it's done, and the students would move to the next study unit.
What I think we ought to say is that at the Valletta campus, you now have this beautifully refurbished top floor, which is a splendid venue for our students, because you do have Maltese students
course, of course,
and for the international students.
Yes. As part of the thing of the development of the IMPs, I mean, we needed to have, a space that was of a graduate education level type. So the idea was to develop the top floor at the Valletta campus. Previously, this floor was occupied by a unit within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who vacated the premises at the time, and we refurbished the place. I mean, obviously, this place was part of the university. When the university in the late 60s moved to Emesida, unfortunately, I suppose it's part of life. The old tends to be discarded and the new takes over. But we sort of kept only a small part of the historical Valletta campus. And there has been an attempt at taking the campus over again. The first part which was vacated was this part that I'm talking about, and this was designated as the part where the international master's programs would be housed. And as part of this process, we restored and redecorated and redid the place to be a modern place where you could run postgraduate programs that would be comparable to any university which runs similar courses mm-hmm. at postgraduate level, and it was a way of reclaiming the space and putting a function back in, because reclaiming the space is one thing. If you don't do something with it, it tends to the building somehow lacks life, lacks this spirit, which, after all, is what makes a university.
And it's a lovely idea that of having these various groups of international students, because yes. as we're going to say, there are various programs going on.
Yes.
So you've got international students mixing with the Maltese students, mixing together with the students of other courses, and that top floor becomes their home, really, for these months
of their course. It does become their home. I mean, it is the point of reference for them, so... as you said, I mean, they are quite a mixed batch. There is a relatively high percentage of Americans. I would say roughly about 50% are probably American. But there is a sprinkling of other nationalities and relative to the Americans, a smaller percentage of Maltese as well. So it is an interesting mix of students, and the place and the cohorts tend to, build their own spirit, which is what I always say, that half the learning, especially at a master's level, and probably even at an undergraduate level, but a good part of the learning takes place with the interaction amongst the students, not just necessarily in class, perhaps.
No. That's
not
also,
so much in class.
That's also what a university should be about.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the programs then. You've already mentioned the integrated marketing.
Yes. Yes, I've mentioned the integrated marketing and the sustainable environmental resource management, CERM for short, which were the two founding programs, so to speak. They are both in their third cohort now, so there is the third group of students who will finish later the coming year, this academic year. But besides that, we have two other programs. 2 years ago, we started another program with George Mason University, which is the Conflict Resolution and Mediterranean Security. The coordinator for this is Dr. Omer Gregg from the Mediterranean Academy of Diplomatic Studies. And this has been a very successful program, especially in terms of numbers. It attracts a lot of interest.
And that is because it's a topical subject, I suppose?
It is a topical subject, and I think it also has a certain degree of uniqueness, which is something that is very useful to have. I mean, I think looking back, the programs that tend to be more attractive and more likely to be successful tend to have some sort of combination of uniqueness with some sort of Mediterranean and other tinge. I think if we can and when we can find that sort of mix, it improves the chances that a course that is made available becomes a more likely success story.
And Malta, as many people have said before me, is somewhere where people of different fields, different even religions, feel comfortable somehow.
Yes.
So sort of a
yes.
bit of a neutral ground somehow.
It is, and it is perceived to be safe. It is true that initially the Americans say molta, molta ware, but it is, for them it seemed to be quite safe. It's close to Europe from a traveling point of view. It's part of Europe. It's close to the Middle East, but not in the Middle East, which is often a plus for the Americans, especially. So, yes, I think the geographical aspect is something that adds value to the offering that the IMPs as a whole, as a group, present to potential
students.
And
in this case, the George Mason, of course, is a very prestigious
George Mason is especially strong in this particular area of conflict resolution. So they have a very good reputation in this area. So the fact that we are partners with them in this dual program is, of course, a win-win situation and a very desirable position to be in. So that has been another, and that is in its second cohort, and I don't envisage any particular problems there in recruiting for the future. The more recent addition has been the course in transcultural counseling with the University of Maryland, and this is coordinated by Dr. Dion Mifsud from the Department of Psychology, which is in its first cohort. This one, at this point in time, has a higher percentage of multi-students than the other courses, which is okay. But there is a sprinkling, a fairly good percentage of other students, but there are, besides one or two Americans, there are also a number of Europeans, which is very encouraging for such a course.
It sounds like a very demanding course.
Actually. Yes, this is a 1-year course, but because of the professional requirements, there is an extension in that they actually undertake professional work so that they can register for the professional certification that is required in this field to be able to operate. So this is like the others, but with a little bit of a twist, I guess. But it works on the same principles. It is a dual degree. It is taught jointly by faculty from our side and faculty from the American side.
That's the University of Maryland.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are really the four that we are currently operating from the campus. I mean, there are plans to do two things. I mean, I think we are looking at two basic ways of proceeding. One is to deepen the relationship. So we have already four universities, and you know, there is some benefit in not trying to expand too much, because of course there are logistical issues to consider and control and management issues to consider. So one option is to deepen, in the sense that with some of the partners that we have, we are starting to look at possibilities of doing a second IMP in a different area. And in some cases, for example, in the case of George Mason, we are quite a way down that road. But even with the others, possibly there are other areas which we are investigating, which could therefore build a larger portfolio of international master's programs. There are also, however, new contacts, new universities which we are considering and exploring. They are in different stages of development, so perhaps it is premature to say. An interesting twist is that we're looking also at doing something in maritime studies with a Chinese university, which would be an interesting expansion, because so far we've tended to look at American ones. Perhaps if we could build a nation connection, I think it would add considerable class, yes. value to the whole offering as to what constitutes IMPs and the full and the entire program.
Well, the beginnings are proverbially yes. always difficult.
Yes.
But certainly where you're successful, this it won't go unnoticed.
Yeah, I mean it is a long-term process. I don't think you can if you look too much at the short term. I mean there are obviously frustrations. There are times when you say, well, you know, why are we doing this and so on. But if you look back, you can see that I think it's been a learning experience for sure, and it's been reasonably good for the students, for the university, that we've managed to do so. And I think with patience and with perseverance, it can be built further. We are at the stage, I think, where we have a formula, if you like, which is by no means perfect, but it works. And I think it is a formula that can be leveraged in different circumstances with different universities and different... And if we manage, I think, to even bring in an Asian connection, which perhaps later can be perhaps developed even further, I think that would add a lot to the standing of the university and to the whole experience.
I'd like to thank Professor Albert Caruana for coming to talk to us today about the International Masters Programme. If anybody wants to know more about it, as it is open to Maltese students as well, as we've said, and they can apply for STEPS scholarships and MGSS, they can access the university website. Thank you for being with us on University Matters. You can listen to any of the previous interviews in this series on the Campus FM website. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye. Il program li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bi xewqat tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.